Walt Disney World memory number 12, Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Hello and welcome to episode 12 of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host, taking you on this journey into your Walt Disney World memories. Today's episode is the Kilimanjaro Safaris. As you enter the queue, you'll begin to see pictures of the animals with their names in both English and in Afrikaans. As you wind through what has to be one of the longest queues in Walt Disney World, you'll get a glimpse of the ride cars, which just appear to be open-air buses. Once you're in, look up and you'll get to see a game spotting guide, which has all the pictures of the animals you're about to go see, and it's really good for referencing when you're out on the savannah as well. Then you're off and into the jungle and later on into the savannah, where you see some of the most magnificent animals in the world. They just appear to be roaming freely. You just feel like the lion could jump out and reach over and grab you, it's amazing. The area is awesome. I've been to many zoos, including the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., something about this ride is just amazing. It's just different. This is definitely one of my must-dos every trip to Walt Disney World, just because it's so cool. A couple of notes about the safari is the savannah covers actually 100 acres, making it one of the largest areas for any attractions. The trip through the savannah is actually a trip through show scenes, which you just don't realize. Everything is designed to look like it's real and natural. You don't actually see the barriers. The walls that divide the hippos from you are actually solid concrete. The road that you're driving on is actually made to look like dirt. It's just really amazing. If you look around, the moat is hidden by grass that divides you from the elephants. It's just awesome. To induce the other animals into viewable areas, Imagineers use feeders near the path, heated or cooled rocks for the lions to sleep on, shade and water near the path, stuff like that. Things to draw them to certain points to kind of make them want to be close to where you'll be driving so you can see them. To create the terrain of the savannah, 60 dump trucks every day came in with dirt for two straight years, dropping 4.4 million cubic yards of dirt, enough to fill Spaceship Earth 19 times. That's just a sick amount of dirt. Anyways, so about the audio you're going to hear. This audio is a little older than some of my other stuff, but I really like it better than my current binaural recordings. I like it for a few reasons. One, because I actually had a driver from South Africa. I love her accent. She was also very good at pointing things out. Also, the frills, when I recorded this back in 2001, were all still very new, and so they still had a lot of the original show attractions, cast members in different areas or whatever, acting certain as characters. I mean, it kept the whole story. It was the original story that when they first designed the attraction. So I think it was better. Now they've simplified it a little, but I'm digressing. So I recorded this audio back in 2001 with my stereo microphone and mini disc recorder while I was down in Orlando for a convention at Disney World. So I slipped away for a little bit of time in the parks beforehand, before the convention started, and got to ride this by myself, and it was just totally amazing. It kind of jumps straight into the loading scene, so you don't get much time to really build up to the attraction. She literally just jumps in, says a few words, and you're off. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Someone does not sound embraced at the back. greeted you in Swahili. I said hello, and that is Jumbo. Second up, please have a loud Jumbo from everybody back there. 1, 2, 3, Jumbo.
Jumbo.
Welcome. Now, if you look right in my video, you want to see a game spotting guide. I say tell me to identify all the animals that we might see today. Now, quickly, please stay seated at all times and do not lean out of the vehicle. Now we're just waiting for the clearance and then we are ready to join there. Okay, here we go. Now folks, welcome into the Antennae Forest. Now keep your eyes open for any of those animals that might be hidden in the trees. Oh, in the undergrowth, so keep a lookout for those animals. Oh, I saw something walking there. Okay, folks, now the Antennae Forest is also their kind of habitat where you find the Nyala, the Bongo. Oh, and look there's a little animal there on your right with a yellow stripe on its back. That is the yellow-backed duiker. Now, duiker is actually the Afrikaans word meaning diver, and there also is the okapi. Here he is walking. Believe it or not, but that okapi is actually a relative of the giraffe with a 15-inch long tongue. That's okapi and the yellow-backed duiker there on your right. And here on your left is the pink-backed pelican. So they act together to herd the fish in the shallow waters where they feed on them. They are the pink-backed pelicans. Oh, but walking there on your left is the black rhino. Oh, folks, now they can weigh up to 3,000 pounds and charge at 35 miles an hour. That is the black rhino. But look there in between the bushes there on your right, you're going to see the bongos. Yeah. Now the ghost of the forest. The bongos. Now what are we gonna see here? So you still have to find this in Yalas. I'll keep a lookout for them. But in the meantime, they're way there in the back. On your left there's a big black and white bird. Well, that is the saddle-billed stork. Africa's most tallest stork. Sounds like the wardens are talking to each other. Now this is Simba 1 to Warden Wilson Matua. Are you making your rounds today? Okay.
Yes, Simba 1. And today I have a passenger. Miss Johnson, my favorite wildlife researcher.
Hump Jumbo, everyone.
Hump Jumbo, Miss Johnson. We're the selfie north to the savannah. Any wildlife spotting tips, please let us know.
Roger, Simba 1. Will do. Over.
Okay, folks, we are the South River. You better watch these waters if you want to see Africa's third most dangerous animal. Woo, look here on your right, the hippo. Oh, no, wait, I need the water. Look on your left. Look here on your left hand side. There they are. And folks, those hippos spend most of their time underneath the water. Otherwise, those 5,000 pound bodies of them will overheat. They can stay for as long as 8 minutes underneath the water. That's the hippos. Yeah. Those hippos actually leave the riverbank at night and they go feed on grass or little bits of fruit.
Simba 1, when you come to Senegal Bridge, go follow one in very slowly. That old bridge has been better days.
Our shifty-eyed friends, the crocodiles, know it. Roger Wilson, we see plenty of crocs in this year. So folks, these are the Nile crocodiles, and they're much larger than those American alligators. They can grow up to 20 feet long. Okay, now coming up ahead is one of the best views in the whole reserve. But before we get to the view, I want to show you the baobab tree. Well, back in South Africa, in my home language, Afrikaans, we call it the Onus de Boer Boer. The upside down the tree. And this tree that I'm going to show you literally looks like someone placed it upside down. And it only carries leaves for 3 months of the year. And it's called the baobab tree. It's going to be this big, massive tree here on your right. That's the baobab tree.
That's what
I said. Oh, but look at this view. This is the savannah, one of the Serengeti grasslands. Zebra and wildebeest migrate to here, while lion, antelope, and elephants stay all year round. Now this is all part of the wild Africa that we're trying to save.
Simba, I see you down there. You are in bush country. Drive carefully. I don't want to bump into my animals.
You should begin to see a wide variety of grass-eating animals around you, such as Thompson's gazelle.
Miss Johnson, no one in Africa calls them Thompson's gazelle. They are tubbies. Tubbies! For that?
Roger Wilson and Miss Johnson, thank you. Keep those cameras ready on your left and on your right as well. Hold you on both sides. You're going to get the sable antelope, the most aggressive and territorial of all the antelopes. So they use those long horns not just for protection against predators, but as a dominant display as well. So these are the best of the sable antelope. We're going to see what animals we've got to find here. Oh, now look at those little ones laying down on the ground. They are the tommies, the Thompson gazelle, the smallest but the fastest of all the gazelle. And they can run up to 60 pounds and run as fast as 45 miles an hour. Now this tall kind of earth, this is a termite mound as hard as concrete. Elephants actually use them as scratching posts. Okay, now concentrate here on your left hand side. Laying down on top of the hill is the Patterson scaling, the largest of all the antelopes. These little ones here, the impala. So you can see the females is here onto the right of the impala male. And he's the only one with horns. And of course, the reticulated giraffe there on your left. Now giraffes spend 16 to 20 hours a day feeding, and they can go up to 20 feet long. Ooh, and here on your left, this great animal is the wildebeest, getting its name from the Afrikaans word, meaning wild cattle. Now back in South Africa, in the farm, we call them the gnu. Spelled G-A-U, and it's all from an African language which mimics a grunting sound that a wildebeest makes. So that's our wildebeest. But today in a Rambe Wildlife Reserve, we still have to find elephant, lion, cheetah, white rhino, mandrill, zebra, scimitar, horn oryx, ostrich, warthog, young. There's lots of animals, so you guys better keep a lookout. Folks, right now at this moment we are moving into elephant country. and is hoping to see the reserve's most famous Raisinets, Big Reed and Little Reed. So I need you guys to keep a lookout for those two African elephants, and when you see them, you make as much noise as possible. So keep a lookout for Big Reed and Little Reed. You're looking on your right. Gonna get the African elephant. Now folks, the male can weigh up to 12,000 pounds and the female between 10 and 11,000 pounds. And if you look on your left, look there on your left, that's a mandrill, Africa's most colorful monkey. And then there's one sitting here. Look there. Between the rocks, there's another one.
Right there.
Oh, I see it.
There's a baby.
Aww. And this is Simba 121 and Wilson 21. Do you have any whereabouts of Big Reed and Little Reed today? Over.
I have not seen them today. Try the red clay pit.
Big Red is the elephant matriarch of the reserve's herd. She gave birth a while ago to a new calf.
It does bathe on the same red clay pit as his mother. So I named him Little Red.
Elephants are wonderfully social creatures. They have moods, sympathies, and emotions. Over.
Okay, Roger Wilson and Johnson, thank you, folks. We're going to go look for Big Red and Little Red at the red clay pit. They're just moving slowly but surely. And then we're going to go to the red clay pit and find those two elephants. I just pause here for a little while. Take it up, Kuna Matata, rest a bit. Catch breath, yes, and here we go.
We got the green.
Hey, now, folks, we have to cross this old African bridge. Now, this bridge has seen better days. And it looks even worse than that other one is crossed. So for it, guys, cross your fingers and let's hope everything goes up. Kuna Matata. Oh my goodness, folks, what is going on? Oh, well, yeah, I think we should get off. Kuna Matata. Nobody's here in Africa. Let's see what's here at the red clay pit. I ain't really not yet. This is Simba 121 Wilson Matua. I'm at the red clay pit. Now I see tusk marks and footprints, but there's no sign of Big Red. I am heading east to the water hole. Over.
I could be your Simba
121. Okay, wait at the back. Let's watch elephant table. So, some elephants are a bit closer. Those flamingos are actually standing on their one leg to regulate their body temperature. I see more of those elephants. Look out. I'm chilling.
Chilling.
on over.
I got a report about a suspicious jeep near Gringo Coffees. Keep a lookout for it.
Roger, we'll see. We'll do, but I'm not at the coffees right now. Over. Oh, let's see. Okay, I need you guys to concentrate. They're way there at the back. Look there at the back. You're going to see a zebra and an ostrich. There's a zebra and an ostrich. Oh, and right here is the biggest bird egg in the whole animal kingdom. The ostrich egg. So let's see, maybe we can see that ostrich from a bit closer. Those cameras ready to go on to your left hand side. Toss it onto the left if you want to get a good photo of the cheetah. Here he is. The world's fastest land mammal. And folks, they hunt during the day and they rely on sight, not smell, to locate their prey. That's a cheetah. So I must look for something suspicious. Something like a jeep. There's a Simba one toward in Wilson, but I'm in the coffees, but I cannot see anything suspicious at all. Over.
Okay, Simba one, but keep your eyes open for anything unusual. Over.
Roger, Wilson will do. Okay, turn yourself around. A bad view, but look at between the rocks, the lion is. Alright, folks, now she is sleeping. And that is what lions do most of the day, to sleep, because the lioness does hunting and she hunts from dusk till dawn. Oh, there's some wildebeest skeleton down here, right?
Where?
Something's there.
Oh, cool. Where's that lion? Tell me he's hiding. Africa's most ugliest animal. You concentrate on your left for the warthog.
Oh, look at him.
Pumba. 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 Only Mutua, over.
Mutua here.
There are ivory poachers in the reserve. They shot Big Red. She is wounded.
What about Little Red?
No word yet.
When was he last seen?
Magadi called.
Okay, you head there.
Roger.
Simba one, we must stop the poachers. I am landing at Magadi Gold block of the east end. If you come in from the west, we could trap them.
Please, Simba one, we need your help.
Why didn't you shoot them?
If you can see those white animals there, on your right there, the scimitar, horn, oryx, but folks, there's big troubles here today and around there. Big Red has been shot and Little Red is captured. So I think it's up to us to stop these mean bad poachers before they do any harm to Little Red. So hold on tight to those skitties and cameras. I'm just going to open the gates and then we are ready to go catch those poachers. Teach your lesson not to mess with our animals. Oh no. Warden, if you copy this, we're at the crossroad. The gate has been smashed through.
Keep going,
Simba
One! We are landing now!
Oh, folks, hold on. We're going to be outside the reserve, and we are going to go catch those poachers.
Simba One, we spotted the poachers. Head east, what the borders?
Roger Wilson, we are on our way. Hold on. Oh, my goodness, folks, can you believe it? Those poachers? Wait, hold on, let's chase them. What's going on? Oh my goodness, what is going on? Oh, let's get out of here. We are say, Joy, look at this. And I'm like, this looks bad. And the poacher's head. I need to have the reader's side. Hold on. And let's see if we got them. Yeah, it looks like we got them. On the right hand side, please watch out for those hands and feet as we're going to open the doors. Check the name bags in front of you for any of your personal belongings. But most importantly, please watch your step when you exit. Now, as we say goodbye in Africa, Kwaharini. And so, from me to Kwaharini. And I hope you have a kuna matata of a day. So, check those name bags, watch out right hand side, watch your step, and enjoy your day.
Thank you again for listening. As always, if you'd like to find out more about the Kilimanjaro Safaris, please visit my website at www.memories.net. I've gotten a couple emails this week. The first one came from Brian Bartsoff again from the Mousing It Up podcast. He's planning to do a North Carolina Disney meet for anyone in the North Carolina area. If you're interested in learning more, check out either his podcast, his latest one. He talked more about this one. Or you can send me or him an email, and we'll make sure to keep you in the loop as far as plans as they're coming together. The other email I got came from Christopher from Lewistown, Maine. Chris asked two main questions, one being what other binaural podcasts I listen to. Well, Chris, my favorites are the Window to Magic podcast with Paul Berry, Above the Firehouse with Tony, Inside the Magic with Ricky, and Trapped on Vacation with Earl. Inside the Magic isn't always in binaural, but... he does a great podcast show in general. All of those are just some of the top-notch ones. Other guys, every now and then, intersperse some binaural audio. I almost forgot. The Mouse Lounge podcast is another one. Chris also asked, you know, about my recording equipment. Well, I kind of talked about it in show one, talking about the mini disc recorders and stuff like that. Chris, I'll be emailing you back shortly with a complete detailed list, but... for anybody else that's going to be interested, I will also post that response. I'm going to put together a full FAQ section for my website, where I'm going to put things like that where you can get a complete detailed list of what I use to do my recording. If you'd like to send me an email or a comment or leave me some feedback, you can email me at podcast@wdw-memories.net. Or you can leave me comments on iTunes. I love hearing from people. I got my first feedback on iTunes, and thank you so much for your kind words. So thanks for listening, guys, and I'll see you again in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?